Bedtime Bites presents The Silly Adventures of Fred the Frog Prince. Once upon a time, in a magical pond surrounded by giggling lily pads, there lived a little girl named Olive. Olive wasn't your ordinary girl. She had wild, curly hair that changed color with her mood and wore mismatched rubber boots everywhere she went. One sunny day, while Olive was hopping from lily pad to lily pad, she heard a peculiar sound. Ahem, hello there. She turned to see a small, green frog wearing a tiny golden crown. Oh my, Olive exclaimed. Are you a talking frog? The frog puffed out his chest and declared, I am Fred, the Frog Prince, and I need your help, young lady. Olive's eyes widened with excitement. A real prince? How can I help? Fred explained. You see, I've been cursed by a silly witch. To break the spell, I need to make someone laugh 3 times before the sun sets. But there's a catch. I can only use frog jokes. Olive giggled. Frog jokes? This should be fun. Fred cleared his throat and began, Why are frogs so happy? They eat whatever bugs them. Olive chuckled, but it wasn't quite a full laugh. Fred tried again. What do you call a frog wearing a cowboy hat? Hop along, Cassidy. This time, Olive let out a proper laugh. That's one, Fred exclaimed excitedly. As the day went on, Fred told joke after joke, but Olive only giggled. The sun was beginning to set, and Fred was getting worried. Oh no, he croaked. I'll never break this curse. Suddenly, Olive had an idea. Fred, why don't we go on an adventure to find the silliest things in the pond? Maybe that will make me laugh. Fred agreed, and off they went. They discovered a fish wearing sunglasses, a turtle doing backflips, and even a group of dragonflies having a tea party. Olive found it all amusing, but still no full laugh. As the sun dipped lower, Fred became more desperate. He started doing silly dances, making funny faces, and even trying to juggle pebbles with his webbed feet. Olive was having a wonderful time, but the elusive second laugh remained just out of reach. With only minutes left before sunset, Fred had one last idea. He took a deep breath, puffed out his cheeks, and let out the biggest, loudest ribbit Olive had ever heard. The sound echoed across the pond, startling a nearby heron who squawked and fell into the water with a splash. Olive couldn't contain herself any longer. She burst into laughter, holding her sides as tears of joy rolled down her cheeks. That's two, Fred shouted triumphantly. But the sun was now touching the horizon. Fred looked crestfallen. Oh well, he sighed. At least we had fun trying. Olive, still giggling, reached out to pat Fred on the head. As her hand touched his crown, there was a magical poof and a shower of sparkles. When the glitter cleared, standing before her was a handsome prince with a familiar grin. We did it, Prince Fred exclaimed. Your laughter broke the curse. Olive was amazed. But how? We only got 2 laughs, Fred chuckled. Well, it seems the witch who cursed me has a sense of humor after all. Your last laugh was so big and joyful, it counted as 2. From that day on, Olive and Prince Fred remained the best of friends. They had many more silly adventures together, always remembering that laughter is the most powerful magic of all. And as for Olive's color-changing hair, well, from that day forward, it would sometimes turn a lovely shade of frog green, but only when she was feeling especially silly. The end.